This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. She studies linguistics and the history of English language and brings us That's What They Say here on Michigan Radio. So I guess I have a new problem and I didn't really even realize it. I'm texting all wrong to the point that I seem stilted or awkward. My problem is I use a period at the end of each sentence in a text. So why is that wrong?
Oh, you need to be careful. And I have to say, I have the advantage here of hanging out with a lot of people who are 18 to 22 years old, and they try to keep me hip about how to text better than I would normally text. There's stuff going on with punctuation in texting. It is getting repurposed. That is the verb that I choose to use. And the period has come to be seen as serious, if not a little bit angry.
Oh, so if I end a sentence in a period, that's like not like using an exclamation point or a frowny face for that matter. There's some finality there that I didn't realize.
Right. That now the more neutral way to end a text is with no punctuation at all. Students have told me about the difference between saying something like fine, no punctuation, fine, period, where that fine period says it's not really fine. That's an angry fine.
Wow, talking about reading between the lines, even when there are no lines in the text, it just seems to me that there's a whole other kind of communication going on here that writing in itself doesn't quite meet. We're getting a hybrid here, right? It's kind of conversation and writing.
It is. And I've loved seeing a lot of conversation about this online. Linguists are writing about this. Lauren Collister had a nice piece on the academic blog, The Conversation, the other day. What we're seeing here is that the written language needs to be adapted to deal with texting. When we're texting, we're often writing pretty fast. Not quite simultaneously, but close to simultaneously. But we don't have any of the context of spoken language. Most of the time, you can't see me. You can't hear my voice. You can't see my facial expression. And we all know that then things can go really wrong because we're...
Misinterpretation.
Exactly. Right. We're missing all these really important cues. So we're using things like the frowny face and the smiley face and the JK for just kidding to do some of that work. And we're using punctuation to capture tone. That's how the period has come to be serious, if not a little bit angry. The exclamation mark, I think, is not as strong. It just is to say, I'm happy. So okay exclamation mark is just a happy okay.
Or I see a lot of exclamation points after something and I'm trying to figure out, okay, are they really excited about this or are they trying to stress this sentence in some way? It's, you know, I'm still a little confused, I have to say.
Yeah, well, I think if you're seeing a lot of exclamation points, that is because someone's trying to say I'm excited. The one exclamation point is not so excited anymore. So we have to do more than one to capture that sense of excitement in the same way that my students tell me that if you want to show you're laughing, two ha's, if you just write ha-ha, it wasn't really funny. If you go, ha, 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 now we're starting to get into the realm of funny.
What about elongating words? What does that mean?
Students tell me that is friendly. So something like bye, e, 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 is a more friendly way to say goodbye than just writing B-Y-E, which can feel clipped. The important point here is that it's not chaos. That I think for those of us who are trying to figure out these conventions, we can say, these young people don't know how to use punctuation. But in fact, they do know how to use punctuation. They're just using it in a different way from the way we learn to do it. And in fact, for young texters, they use punctuation one way when they're texting and another way when they're doing formal writing for school. They know how to switch it up.
We just have to adapt. And we have learning to do, it sounds like.
Yes, we do.
Anne Curzan is English professor at the University of Michigan. And she brings us That's What They Say on Michigan Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.